Welcome to another episode of Skincare
and Scandals. I'm Nicole, and as always, I am joined by the lovely, the effervescent. I was still complimenting you, ma'am. But okay. I'll save my comments for another time.
Hold on, wait. What other adjectives do you want to add in there?
I don't know. I was on a roll. I'm like an improv artist. I just can't go back. It's what happens in the moment. The moment has passed.
Oh man. Well, I totally wrecked myself because I only got two adjectives and there very likely would have been at least three or four.
Probably.
Anyway.
There's likely a third, but I can't tell you what it was going to be because it was in a train of thought and you just stepped in front of the train. There's been an accident. Now it's done.
That will not be the first time or the last time that I ever, you know, step in front of a train, I'm sure. Not
as long as it's
train.
Figuratively, not only literally.
Only figurative trains. Yes.
Yes. Only figurative trains. Anyway.
Anyway,
let's talk about something more tragic than train wrecks.
Yes. In this podcast about all the things you slather on your face and the scandals behind them, what is our topic today, Nicole?
Makeup wipes.
Oh.
I don't know how many times we have to tell y'all makeup wipes are trash. And you know what? That's still true. But today we realized we had done y'all a disservice because like we've touched on it here and there. But like today we're going to get into the nitty gritty of the nitty gritty that you're slathering on your face and why y'all need to just put in a touch more effort into cleansing your face. And a makeup wipe isn't it, y'all. It's not it.
So let's briefly touch on our history with makeup wipes, because everyone has a history with them. So what is your recollection of makeup wipe use?
I didn't really use them until college. I guess the earliest iteration of the makeup wipe I used was, do you remember like those Olay like wipes? They were dry and you wet them and they had face soap in them and you washed your face.
Yeah, like vaguely.
Like super old school, super old school. That was like my first makeup wipe. And then when I got to college, obviously all the girlies had the Neutrogena makeup wipes. And I don't know if it was like late high school, early college, but you know, like the Neutrogena makeup wipe was very much everywhere in college. And you would just, and I had more acne prone skin. So I just like always have kind of done a double cleanse, but I would use the makeup wipe and then just follow up with like water or like Cetaphil, CeraVe, something else. So I guess I've always been a double cleanser, but most of my friends and some people who consider themselves my friend that listen to this podcast, you know who you are, still use makeup wipes as their makeup removal process.
I would really love for you to put that person on blast, but we're not going to do it because
I think there's too many of them.
People can change. And so we don't want that living in infamy. Now, my recollection, very similar to yours. It was college, law school. And, you know, we have talked about, I've said it, I'll say it again and I'll say it again. The skincare world exploded during COVID. So for a lot of us, myself included, there was a lot of misinformation out there about all you needed to do. I mean, and I say that like these face wipes, that's all you needed to clean your face. I mean, that's what was on the commercials everywhere. That's what all the brands were pushing. That's what was affordable. You know, there were not a lot of expensive skincare brands that I think were attainable to the average college student. So like, for example, there were brands that the dermatologist sold, but I was not buying those. Those were very expensive and completely unattainable. And then there were brands like Estee Lauder at, you know, the counter in the Dillard's or Nordstrom or whatever. And I really was not buying that. So really it was things like Neutrogena and Garnier at Target or Walmart that were like the affordable options. And so really that's, I mean, I can remember having I can remember using every single last wipe out of the package where like the last five or six are like completely dry because the package doesn't seal very well. And I would just like run that thing underwater. And
oh, amen, sister. We've all done that.
Or like keeping them in your car and then they dry out completely. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I guess I used to always keep them in my gym bag and like take my makeup off before working out, which we'll get into that, which was I really? But
I just did like a quick Google to see some of the companies that still sell makeup wipes. And it's actually a little surprising to me. You know, you kind of, it kind of runs the gamut. You have Shiseido, which sells them. You have Kylie Skin, Clinique. You have Vichy, Josie Moran.
But here's the thing. If makeup you are a skincare company and you're not selling makeup wipes, you're kind of an idiot. People love these things.
That's true. That is very
people
true.
People love these things.
That's true. I guess taking a stand doesn't make money.
It's true. It's true. Is there situations in present day where you still use a makeup wipe?
No, I don't think I have used... I don't think I've used a makeup wipe in probably a decade. I mean, I just don't at all. I always found like they, because I mean, we've talked about this before, my skin, I have dry, sensitive skin. Yeah. And I always felt like they did two things, dried my skin out worse and then made my face itchy because the fragrance or the ingredients would flare my eczema. And then I would just be like itching and rubbing my face. So I never felt like even in a pinch that they really did anything good, you know?
Yeah. The only time I'll use them is when I'm traveling, like on a plane. And I may be taking like a late flight and I want to take up off my makeup. And it's just not always convenient to like get up and like scrub my face, but I always try to follow up with a toner or a micellar water and do some sort of double cleanse or even just splash water on my face after the makeup wipe.
Yeah.
But I do keep like a few, and I maybe buy like a pack a year. Don't come for me. I'm being transparent of the little individually wrapped ones. And I'll like have them in my suitcase for like a red eye flight or something where it's just not always convenient to wash your face in an airplane bathroom. But that's really the only time I will use a makeup wipe. And lately I've just been soaking some cotton pads in micellar water and keeping those like ready to go.
There was always sort of like in what felt like to me, like an oily element to them. Like they left like a, some sort of like film something on your face.
And so when, and I only use them now at like if I'm traveling in the evening. In the morning, I remember like when I was younger and flying, I would like not, I would use them to like wash my face on the plane and then put on my makeup. And it doesn't work because your face is coated in oil.
Yeah.
So I guess we should talk about what makeup wipes actually do.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
And what they do. So
before we dive into this, I do want to clarify, you know, we don't have a quote unquote scandal, I think, to talk about them with, but makeup wipes, I think, are scandalous by nature because they are very polarizing. And a lot of people, like a lot of derms out there say like, never use them. And then there's some people that are like, well, they're fine to use. So this is one of those things where we're just going to dive in and kind of break apart some of these thoughts.
No, ma'am. Makeup wipes are a scandal. The fact that y'all are still using them is a scandal. It is scandalous that you're not listening to us. Let me tell you why they're a scandal. Are we diving in?
Yes, we're diving in. Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this.
I love the hills that Nicole dies on. Like the
Pond's cream. Makeup wipes. Yeah. You had your Tula moment. So
yes, I did.
Don't come for me.
No, I'm not coming. I appreciate that you have a very limited amount. Nicole is pretty easygoing and pretty chill about most things and can see both sides on a lot of things, but there is a very limited number of things where no, ma'am, no. And I just,
I love that's like on the record. I'm going to like clip that out and play it to myself every day as like my alarm to wake up and start my day. Thank you so much. Two, yeah, like there's just some things that annoy me. And yeah. It's just a no. There's no convincing me to no.
Yeah. All right. Makeup wipes. Let's go.
Y'all, they don't really clean your skin.
No, they don't.
Mainly, they smear around makeup, dirt, dead skin cells, pollutants, grime. They just smear stuff around and leave your skin irritated. Yep. Sure, the makeup will be gone, but the...
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, maybe your mascara may be off, but you're still going to have some film because the emulsifiers and the surfactants and all of that and your makeup wipe, it's still on your face.
Yeah.
You've just smeared it onto a pad, kind of exfoliating it off with the fabric, but the chemicals are still on your face and you have to rub it off. So you're like rubbing chemicals in and then not washing it off. That is problematic, my friends.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, people encourage that sort of double cleanse with some sort of oil-based remover or micellar water, because you have to break down the multiple layers of things you have on your face. So if you are doing what we talk about all the time, which is, you know, you've got serums, you have moisturizer, you have SPF, maybe you have a primer, and then you've got foundation, and then you've got concealer, and then you've got some sort of setting powder. That's like a million layers of things. And so you need something that's going to break those things down, but it needs to be broken down in a way that it's not going to cause additional harm to your skin. And so one of the things that I think is really important to recognize about makeup wipes, which I don't know, I guess I knew this, but I don't know if I really kind of thought about it before, but it really freaked me out when we were looking at this episode. The preservatives that they have in makeup wipes are things like formaldehyde, because they have to remain fresh and free of these microorganisms that might grow on these
because
items.
Because it's a moist, dark package.
Yes. Yeah. But you don't really think about that. You don't think that it's a moist, dark place. So what do you need to keep it fresh? You need chemicals like formaldehyde to keep from, to keep those things from growing. And that's disgusting.
And then also, just on the topic of chemicals, most of the wipes have sodium lauryl sulfate, which a lot of things do, like your soap probably does, shampoo normally does. That's why you see shampoos that are sulfate-free. Mm-hmm. But it's a salt-based surfactant that makes things kind of bubble. And like, no, you're not getting like a bubble cleanse when you use a makeup wipe, but it's a surfactant and that helps kind of like get the chemicals going. And that's like salty irritation that you're also rubbing on your skin with formaldehyde releasing chemicals and whatever else it is taking to like kill and prevent these microorganisms. And then it's on fabric, which is kind of like moist, dark fabric. And if you don't like the word moist, don't use a makeup wipe. There we go. If I gave you the ick, I hope you correlate the makeup wipe with the word moist and you never use it again. You're welcome.
I mean, surfactants are one of those, like you said, sulfate-free. You see that in shampoos and conditioners all the time. Those surfactants and emulsifiers are some of the big dangers for people who do have skin issues. And I hate to like always go in this direction, but it's real life for me. And I know it's real life for other people. And when you're using a lot of these things, a lot of times you don't know what it is that's causing you to have reactions. It's causing your skin to dry out really badly, or to be just like itchy or irritated. And so those are the kinds of things that can cause a lot of that stuff. And so when you're using oil-based cleanser, the ingredients that are going to be active, that are going to break all of these layers of things on your face down, are going to be a lot more gentle than these surfactants and emulsifiers, essentially the things that cause that like bubbly reaction, like you mentioned.
Right. Right. So, fun fact. Some of our makeup wipes are actually regulated by the FDA as cosmetic products.
Wait, the makeup wipes or just wipes in general?
Wipes and some makeup wipes are regulated as cosmetics.
Really?
Yes. And that is from the FDA website. So this is what they say about wipes. So wipes intended for cleansing or moisturizing the skin, such as those for baby care, hand washing, makeup removal, washing the body when bathing is not practical, like those dude wipes.
Yeah.
Or feminine or other personal cleansing are regulated as cosmetics. So are wipes intended for applying products such as sunless tanners or deodorants. But the law doesn't require cosmetic products or ingredients or other than color additives to have FDA approval before they go on the market. So they're regulated, but they don't have to do anything unless dye is added to go on the market, which is just like kind of what's the point? It's that whole slap on the wrist thing that we talked about when we talk about the FDA in general. There's just not enough teeth there.
Yeah. Now, wipes that are used for a therapeutic purpose, like killing germs on the skin, treating acne, diaper rash, that sort of thing, are considered drugs under the law. And so they are regulated by the FDA and they have to meet certain FDA requirements for safety.
So your Noxzema pads that you used back in like 2005, probably 2000.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are going to be regulated, but to a higher standard. But your cosmetic products are really not going to need to do anything before they go on the market. So just a fun fact.
Which is really, really surprised. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because, you know, we've talked about the FDA and what they do and what they don't do before, but it would just seem like, that would be something that they would regulate, not as a cosmetic, but similar in the way that they regulate like the products used for treating acne and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Also, this has really nothing to do with wipes, but I just think this fact is super interesting. It is like kind of, I don't know, shifting my worldview a little bit, but there's a quote on here. Typically, the word unscented on a cosmetic label means the product doesn't have a noticeable scent, but it may actually contain masking fragrance ingredients to hide the smell of ingredients whose smell may be unpleasant. That blows my mind.
Which is also interesting because what if those unpleasant smells are indicative of growth of bacteria or mold? You wouldn't necessarily know it because you've got other things masking it. That's kind of
And also I can see someone buying a makeup wipe being like trying to be like, this is really convenient for me, but I understand. So let me like try to cut down my fragrances because fragrances can be irritating and you're already using something irritating. So like if I were to look at this objectively without reading this, if I were to give a recommendation, I would say if you're going to use a makeup wipe, make sure it's unscented, make sure it's this, make sure it's that. And unscented doesn't even mean that it's actually fragrance free.
Yeah.
So I guess, fun fact, it has to be fragrance-free, not unscented, which is just, I got to look through my bathroom, see what's unscented. I have a lot of questions.
Well, apparently,
just a fun fact.
Apparently, the FDA doesn't actually have regulations governing the use of words like scented, unscented, or fragrance-free. So, you know, you really are relying so much on the manufacturer to be straightforward with you and to be transparent with you because there is no regulation involved in any of this terminology or any of these products. It's kind of scary. You know, and you think about, I don't know, I think about companies who tend to sort of prey on people with their like, words like green and recyclable and things like that. Well, okay, so what does that mean? Maybe that means that your makeup wipe is made out of wood pulp or a rayon fiber, or, you know, maybe it's cotton, but, you know, maybe it's also polyester. And so there's all these kinds of different materials that can be used. Again, companies understand that people want to be eco-friendly and environmentally friendly. So maybe the material your makeup wipe is being made out of is something that could be extremely irritating to your skin. I would not want to use a makeup wipe that is made out of wood pulp.
You're killing your face and you're killing the planet.
Yeah.
Also, I'm reading this quote. It's from Dr. Joshua Zeichner, director of cosmetic and clinical research in dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital. And he says, on top of like the fragrance, the irritation, the killing the planet, the rubbing motion you do when you use a makeup wipe can cause low-grade inflammation that over time can promote skin pigmentation and early wrinkling.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And you at the top of this episode said that these wipes weren't inherently scandalous. Ma'am, they're causing you early wrinkling.
Why would you want to use something that is effectively going to undo all of your hard work and all of your other places of your life? Like, it is just so much easier. Now, look, I do want to say this. We're not saying necessarily that this isn't something that, like Nicole said, you can use in a very specific circumstance. But the reality is this does not need to be part of your daily routine. Not at all in any way. It does not need to be part of your routine. And I'll go out on a limb and say, it's significantly cheaper for you to buy micellar water and some cotton rounds. I mean, when I've run out of cotton rounds, I've just folded up toilet paper. Okay, like buy some micellar water and fold up some toilet paper rather than a pack of these wipes, which now price-wise are $8, $9, $10. You can buy micellar water for so much cheaper and use it for so much longer. And it's going to be so much better for you.
I do want to read another quote from this Glamour article.
Okay.
Because, you know, you were talking about limited use and like, yes, they're good in some situations. Obviously, you can plan a little extra, put some micellar water and some cotton rounds in a Ziploc bag. And it's literally so much better.
Yeah.
I love this quote. It's a Glamour article by Amber Ramparosh. And this is just great. Now, let me be clear. Dr. Zeichner did say that compared to not washing your face, wipes are a great option. But personally, I'm staunchly opposed to a better than nothing mentality. Is it a fact that rubbing cooking oil on your face will make it more moisturized? Sure, there's some hydration to be found in almost all oils, but you cannot convince me that the kitchen cabinet moisturizer is better than the one I'm currently using. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Amber. Yes, yeah. Queen.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yes.
We agree. And yeah. I'm just going to go out there on a limb and say this because we're all thinking it. The party girlies. And when we all came back from the bar in college, I never went, Mom. I'm an angel. People use these when they're intoxicated. Okay. You come back and you're like, oh, I just need to get my makeup off. Put some micellar water and some cotton rounds by your bed. Like,
yeah.
You're better than this. Make good decisions. Even when you're making bad ones, make good ones. You can plan better. You can do better. I have faith in you. Alicia has faith in you.
Now, I will say there are some, and to me, this was really funny. There are some suggestions by the FDA if you want to use and store wipes for your safety. Again, I think this is really funny. Their suggestions: use wipes only on unbroken, intact skin. Okay.
Great.
That's like never a thing because everyone always has some blemish or scratch or something. Use wipes only for their intended use. Okay, fine. Make sure to let skin dry thoroughly after using wipes. Well, your skin doesn't actually dry because it's made up of all this weird stuff and it leaves your face slimy.
Yeah. Good luck.
Keep containers tightly closed to keep them from drying out. They're all going to dry out eventually. And then store
discard use wipes immediately to prevent cross-contamination. Come on. Is this the best you can do, FDA?
I know. And then store them properly. Like almost nobody in the history of wipe usage has ever stored makeup wipes correctly. It's always been like in a steamy hot shower, in a car. Like,
yeah,
it's never in the quote unquote correct location. I shudder to think. I mean, I know how long I would use those makeup wipes and like grabbing them from the back of my bathroom cabinet and then being so dry. yeah. and still using them. Like, I just shudder to think, was there bacteria? Was there mold? Like, what the active ingredients, had they broken down? Like, what was I actually putting on my face? I'm just glad I did it when I was really young, so that the likelihood of lots of wrinkles has been slightly diminished.
Yes. Yes, for sure. I guess one thought is, we keep telling you about micellar water and we haven't told you what it is and what the difference is.
Oh, yeah.
So micellar water, the micelles attract the dirt and the oil. So it's like pulling, it's like, think of a magnet. It's not a magnet, but think of it like lifting it off your skin rather than like smearing it on. And we're not saying like micellar water is like the end all be all. Like, we're very much like, this is your first step. But if you're choosing micellar water versus a makeup wipe, the micellar water is going to lift it, and it has just less chemicals, especially if you look for something that's fragrance-free. I wouldn't get like a rose water, micellar water, because that's probably not going to be pure rose water. It's going to have chemicals in it. But something of that nature is just going to be better to actually lift rather than smear. You're not a Jackson Pollock painting, ladies or gentlemen. Get it off your face. Don't smear it.
Well, I mean, while we're talking about that, why don't we talk about what our suggested products would be in the micellar water category?
I am a big fan of the Bioderma micellar water in the pink bottle.
That's a good one.
Do you know the name of the one in the pink bottle?
It's the Sensibio.
Yes, the Sensibio. I live and die by Sensibio. I buy it maybe every other month, maybe every 3 months. You don't need a lot. I use it every day. And it takes off my foundation, my mascara, anything else I have on, it takes off. That being said, I don't use waterproof makeup. So if you do use waterproof makeup, you may need like a cleansing balm or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing run-of-the-mill, like everyday stuff, that's my suggestion. And then I follow up with the Fresh Face Soy Cleanser.
Yeah.
And if I'm wearing like makeup or like I've gone somewhere, I use a little bit of the Verst cleansing balm.
Love that Verst cleansing balm.
Yes. But I don't use that often. That's just when I wear actual foundation, because I'm normally wearing like a tinted moisturizer or the Ilia Skin Tint, and I can get that off pretty easily just with micellar water.
Yeah.
What's your recommendations?
I really love the La Roche-Posay micellar cleansing water. It's incredibly gentle. You know, one thing that I did want to touch on about the micellar water, typically they have some sort of like purified water in them. So they're usually very clean, a moisturizing element to it in a very mild surfactant. So it's going to help cleanse, like Nicole mentioned, but it's going to draw that stuff out of your pores, and it's not going to ultimately strip your skin of oil, which is kind of like, you want to kind of balance those things of not stripping the skin of oil, not smearing things around, but also not drying you out really badly. So there's no harsh chemicals, there's no alcohol, and it's going to have the, like a slight detergent type quality to it. So there may be some little bubbles, but it's not a soapy solution like what is contained on those makeup wipes. But yeah.
Can I talk about bubbles really quick?
Yeah.
Did you remember like the TikTok / Instagram Reels trend where people were putting micellar water on a cotton pad and blowing on it?
Oh, yes.
It makes bubbles.
Yes. Yes.
It's really cool.
Well, yeah. It does. And I think that makes it look like it is this bubble bath type product. And it's really not.
It's really not. I don't know. I haven't looked into the science on why it bubbles when you blow it, but I don't know.
It originated in France. And the micellar water is made up of micelles, which are tiny balls of cleansing oil molecules. So that element is going to add like a slight soapy quality to it. But again, it's not soap. And so
Your skin doesn't feel like it does when you use a makeup wipe. It doesn't feel slick. It feels like you washed your face. There's a super noticeable difference.
Yeah. One thing I thought that was interesting when doing a little bit of research for this episode, this product became really popular in France because the plumbing and the water in France is extremely harsh on the skin. And so it provided a makeup removal technique that was very gentle on the skin, but then wouldn't require like an additional washing. You could use the micellar water to cleanse and then keep it moving and not have to have availability of water to actually wash your face off. So I thought that was really interesting.
That's super interesting.
Yeah. And it goes to kind of support that idea of keep micellar water and cotton pads next to your bed, because you can just keep on trucking and not have to worry about actually rinsing your face. Again, it's better to double cleanse, but you're in a better situation that way if you don't immediately have access to water. But yeah, so kind of going back to what my suggestions were, I've used the La Roche-Posay for a long time. I do use the Bioderma like Nicole used. She got me hooked on that one before. But yeah, I love the La Roche-Posay. I just get it at Target. It's a really good price point. And I mean, I know I've mentioned on here before, as far as other types of cleansing balms, I know you mentioned the Verst. I typically pick up the Verst. I think it has a great scent. I love it. I recently picked up the Bioma cleansing balm. I have not tried that yet, but I will report back. I like the pharmacy one. It's a little bit thicker than the Verst, but I really do love the first one. It's so affordable and it's so good.
It is easy. And it gets the job done.
It really does.
You said Clinique Take the Day Away, haven't you?
Yeah, we did. We did a giveaway with that one too. That one is a lot thicker. Like the substance is a lot thicker. It does not really have a scent to it. The Verst does have kind of like,
eucalyptus-y.
It comes across citrusy a little bit to me, but I really like it. I know we've got a couple of friends that use the Elf one that you can pick up at Target too, and they really like it. Mm-hmm.
Have you used the new CeraVe one?
I have not. Have you?
I saw it at Publix the other day. And by the other day, I mean yesterday, because I forgot deodorant and I had to go to Publix and get it. Because I went to Target and that's the one thing I went into the store to get. And then that's the one thing I didn't get. But I perused. They had a huge CeraVe selection or CeraVe.
Really?
What am I saying? Whatever. That brand. They had a huge selection there. And so I was like browsing. I didn't buy anything. But like they had like the full line at Publix. So yeah. We're shopping as a pleasure. But they have a makeup removing balm. And I was like, maybe when I run out of the Verst in like 5 years. Yeah. I know it expires. I'll throw it away before then. Unlike my naked palette. I just outed myself. Yeah. I still haven't thrown it away.
Oh no. Not the never ending naked palette.
I can't. I use it like 3 times a year. Like just leave me be.
You can't use that anymore. It's so bad for you.
Yes, I can. I know, but like I use it 3 times a year. Holiday parties.
No, next time I'm at your house, I'm just going to find it and throw it away.
I will lock my bedroom and bathroom door. I will put it in a safe. I don't have a safe, but I'm going to buy one and put my naked palette in there so Alicia can't get it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not my fault. They don't make it anymore.
Oh, boy. This is so bad.
Okay. We digress.
Dies on a makeup wipe hill, but will use a naked palette for like the next decade.
And that's on being a sustainable queen. That's on being a sustainable queen.
Full of talc. Talc in your eyeballs.
But only like twice a year.
Oh my goodness. We have digressed.
Back to the enemy, our common enemy. Let's not turn on each other. Back to the makeup wipe.
But no, there are a lot of other options. Again, you know, I can see why the makeup wipe is so attractive. It's easy. It's quick. It doesn't require you to like go stand over your sink and get, you know, get all wet and have the water dripping down to your elbows when you're trying to clean your face. Like we get it. It makes sense. But there are some alternatives, even in this world of trying to find something simple and quick. There are some better alternatives for you. And we would just encourage you to look into that.
I will give y'all some good news.
Good news.
there are some cleansing wipes that are just micellar water.
Oh, do tell.
Bioderma makes, and I just Googled this because that's like, surely they've taken makeup wipes and have soaked them in micellar water. Mm-hmm. Bioderma, the same one I was recommending, they make a Sensibio H2O makeup removing wipe.
Okay.
So
and how do we feel about those?
I'm putting them in my Amazon cart and I will stop buying those other ones for when I travel.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily like a recommended thing.
No, like here's the thing. That's a great alternative if you just insist on these wipes, but it's still like the rubbing motion, like what the wipes are made out of is still going to like irritate your skin more than like a gentle cotton pad.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to use a makeup wipe, which I will use a makeup wipe probably a few more times this year, I think this is a good alternative for me or when traveling. Once again, those limited instances. Now, I will say these are a little pricey. They're on Amazon, 25 of them for $12. So it's not the mm-hmm. cheapest wipe, but since I'm not going to use them often, I feel okay about this.
Yeah.
Swipe to place order. I'll report back.
So I am curious if those of you out there use makeup wipes on the regular and if you have tried to jump to the micellar water or to a cleansing oil or a cleansing balm and just not liked it, or you know, if this is the hill that you are dying on and you're going to use makeup wipes forever. We are curious to hear from other people to find out sort of, you know, what your routine is and, you know, why do you feel like it works for
you? We want to know why you keep hurting yourself. We will counsel you through.
I will tell you, man, once you double cleanse and get your skin feeling really clean, there is just no going back from that because it is a clean that feels like nothing else.
It just feels right.
It also
feels right.
Yeah,
and
it does.
Else feels wrong.
It also allows you to address, I feel like, those issues that you're having. Like if you're having a breakout or if you're having bouts of really dry skin, I mean, getting your skin really, really clean allows you to address those issues. If you're just smearing everything around and nothing's ever getting clean, I don't know how you can ever really address those issues. And if you Right. go to a dermatologist or an esthetician or your facialist or whoever it is you might see on at least a semi-regular basis, they're going to tell you the same thing. If you go to get a facial, I know a lot of estheticians and facialists do this. They ask you to bring your routine in with you because they want to talk to you about it. If you bring in makeup wipes, like they're going to tell you to stop.
Yeah.
They're going to suggest something else to you. They're going to tell you to stop because if you bring that in as part of your routine and you tell them that you're having some sort of issue with your skin, that's immediately what they're going to go to. So it's not just us. Like other people are going to say this too, especially if you're having some sort of issue that you can't get under control.
Yeah. Another good solution, an alternative to makeup wipe, is those makeup eraser cloths. I used those yeah. before. Mm-hmm. It's just a microfiber cloth that has like the right pile length or texture mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
To actually like grab on and remove the makeup. And so yeah. you just run them under hot water and just wipe your face with it. And it's super effective at removing makeup, especially if you're wearing heavier makeup like foundation or you just kind of want to get the process started. Like you still yeah. need to cleanse again, like double cleanse for life. But it is a good way to do that initial first step of your cleanse, especially if you're wearing like heavier makeup. And like, I know we're in September, but the holidays are right around the corner, aka makeup season. So mm-hmm. maybe check out one of those and you just throw it in your washing machine and they're super easy. And it's a great product. I haven't used mine in a while. I'm more of a micellar water girly these days, but that was my initial move away from the makeup wipe was the makeup eraser.
I do also want to point this out, and I really hope that no one is using this that's listening to this, but baby wipes are not the same thing as makeup wipes.
No, honey, no.
They are even less useful.
Girl, as a makeup remover. One is for wiping bleepity bleep that comes out of the bleep, and one's for washing your face.
Yeah, so baby wipes, hello, are designed to address waste on a completely different part of the body, not the face. They're not created to break down waxes or oils or anything else that is used in a makeup product. You may use baby wipes to remove your makeup. You need to stop. If that is what you're using, you need to stop.
I will tell you what baby wipes are great for.
I think we've already talked about it.
If about getting makeup or stains out of your clothes.
No, the bleepity bleep.
They're also great for getting like if you get like makeup on your shirt or a smudge on your shirt or dirt on your shirt, a makeup wipe will get that. Not a makeup wipe. A baby wipe will get that right out.
Yeah.
Maybe that says something. Like maybe if it's taking things out of your textiles, maybe don't use it on your face. But just a fun tip from my mother, Vanessa. We always have baby wipes in the house.
Shout out to Vanessa.
One, to wipe our Yorkie peanuts butt. And two, they're great at like little emergency stain situations. Don't use that on your face, y'all.
Yeah. I just felt like I said, hopefully no one is making that mistake currently, but if someone you know that you care about, you find out that they're using baby wipes as a makeup wipe to remove makeup from their face, slap them, throw it, go in their bathroom, throw all of that stuff away, and you probably are just going to have to buy something for them, because if they're that far gone, I mean, they may just need some extreme handholding.
They need help. They need help.
They need help.
They need help.
Oh, man. I feel like this wraps us up for our makeup wipe.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you don't wrap us up, I can keep going on for hours.
We'll add to our link tree some of the suggestions that we made here. And if you have any questions about products that we may have come across or may have used, or if you want to know a little bit more about why we love the things that we love, reach out to us on social. We're happy to explain. For those of you who are new listeners here, Nicole's face tends to run like combination oily. Mine is dry and sensitive. So a lot of times our suggestions do not overlap, but that does not mean that it's, you know, because one of us is using a bad product. It's just our needs are a lot different. So we're always happy to share that information if anybody has any questions, and let you know what we've tried, what we hated, what we loved, and why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slide it to our DMs.
Yeah.
And stop sliding makeup wipes across your face.
Oh, I like that. Nice segue.
That was slick. That was nice slick. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us this week. We will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get your skincare fix throughout the week by following us on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and the occasional TikTok at Skincare and Scandals.
Send us an email or a DM, and we just might answer your question on our next episode. Our contact info is in the show notes for each show.